Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back. It is 2022, and we're excited to start the year off with a new and wonderful episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations. Jess, how is the new year for you?
Amazing. Honestly, I can't believe it's already 2022. I feel like the holiday season just flew by.
Yeah, I agree. And we've got so many wonderful and great plans for 2022. So listeners, subscribe, like, stay tuned. We've got some fun stuff. So for today, we're going to start out with our timeout for trends before we head into our deep dive. We're going to be talking about how to prove the worth of influencer marketing. We're going to start the year off with a pretty deep topic. This is going to be fun. So let's start with our timeout for trends. This one comes from Influencer Marketing Hub. It's one of their 2021 influencer marketing benchmarks, and it goes along really well with our topic. They said that 90% of their survey respondents in this survey believe that influencer marketing is an effective form of marketing. And not only that, but 67% measure ROI from the influencer campaign or return on investment. So it's really exciting that a lot of people are taking this really seriously and really relating it and using it as a marketing channel, just like everything else.
Yeah, I thought those numbers were incredible, especially that 90% of people believe that influencer marketing is effective in their marketing strategies. So I think that's really cool that people are really understanding the power that influencers bring to the table in helping their destinations or their brands or their products.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think it can be tricky, especially for destinations. I know many destinations were already struggling a little bit in some cases to prove ROI or to tie numbers to certain things because visitation and the customer journey of some of our visitors is just so hard to nail down. But I think this influencer marketing is actually really great. And there are some really cool tactics for measuring ROI that we'll go over today.
Exactly. One last little thing that I wanted to point out in this timeout for trends section is that most people responded that they said that finding the influencers was actually the biggest challenge of influencer marketing itself. So if you're feeling this way of just not being able to find the right influencers or anything like that, you're not alone, first off. And second off, feel free to contact Relic. We help a lot of destinations find influencers that are perfect for their destinations or their brands. So feel free to reach out and we'd love to help.
Yep, that's a great tip. Thanks, Jess. We'd love to help anyone who needs help. And there are also a lot of techniques for researching and vetting influencers that we've gone over last year. So you can listen to our past episode for that. But we're also going to talk about that a lot this year as well. We've got a lot of plans to go over softwares, technology, all sorts of different things that can help you find those influencers as well.
Exactly. Well, sorry about that. I just wanted to point that out before we jump into our deep dive about the importance of influencer marketing. And this is a general topic, but we're definitely going to tailor it to destinations specifically. So the first point that we want to touch on is goal setting. Basically, providing the worth of influencers comes down to goal setting. So in our second episode, we talked in depth about goal setting, specifically when it came to influencer marketing. However, if you don't have a specific and measurable goal in place, it's going to be really hard to determine the worth and the success of influencer marketing. So that's step number one for the importance of influencer marketing is setting goals for easy measurement.
Yep. And I definitely agree with this one. I have learned the hard way. I have been in some of those situations where we didn't have a solid goal to begin with, and it's very difficult. In some cases, it did come back to bite us a little bit, you know, and you can't, when it comes to travel and destinations, you can't go back. And so you only have what you've got and what your goals are. So make sure that those are in place. Make sure you take the time to be strategic and to think through, what do I want from this collaboration? What are my goals? What am I trying to get? And how am I trying to prove this? I know a lot of the times, because you're experimenting or because it may be your first, even your 100th time using influencers, it's important to say, okay, what tactics or what measurement metrics are going to help me in the end to say this was a success and to prove to the stakeholders this is why we do influencers.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that you mentioned, like, you need to figure out what metrics that you're looking at and what are the goals behind that. So I wanted to share this study by Media Kicks. They are an influencer marketing agency based out in California, and their top three goals when it comes to influencer marketing are, number one, increasing brand awareness, number two, reaching new audiences, and number three, generating sales and conversions. So if you're a destination wondering what are some, you know, goal settings for easy measurement, just like we're talking about, that I can set for 2022, those would be definitely some of the top three that I would look at and put into my plan.
Yep. Before we talk into those kind of measurement tools specifically, I want to mention one other source. Meltwater has done a lot in the influencer marketing space recently, and they also shared a study and some information where they were testing influencer marketing against other channels. So when it came down to it, influencer marketing has 11 times the ROI as an ad banner performance, and it has about 5.2 times the ROI for every dollar spent. So just think about those numbers for a second, because that is so big. It's so big. And so when it comes down to those three goals that Jess mentioned, brand awareness, reaching new audiences, and generating sales and conversions, let's dive into and let's chat a little bit about what types of measurement metrics you can use for that.
Exactly. Yep. So basically, when we're looking at our measurement tools, we've got two different categories. We've got the quantitative category and the qualitative. So let's talk about the quantitative first. Examples of this include the number of content pieces, the reach of a post, the engagement rates of Instagram stories, the conversion rates from your swipe up links and promo code sales, anything like that falls under the quantitative category of of these measurement tools.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Jess, but when it comes to my past experience, a lot of the times the quantitative is what we gravitate towards first. People mm-hmm. want to know the reach. They want to know the engagement. They want to know exactly how many people saw that post. And that's definitely great. And it's very useful. And it's easy for everyone to see the exact same thing, the exact same worth from those numbers. Have you experienced anything like that?
Oh, for sure, right? Because when I'm, finalizing contracts with destinations, that's always part of the contract on their end. They want to receive that quantitative data from my post and everything that we do while we're on site or afterwards in the destination. But I will say, I feel like most of the destinations do, like you said, focus on the quantitative data, but most don't even think about the qualitative data that we can provide as well.
Yep. And that's what I love about having more of a PR background. My PR mindset kind of turns on and I automatically start thinking, well, if you're trying to gauge the perception of people, the feeling of people that are really looking at traveling to this place, we automatically know that the conversion is the end all be all for visitation, right? We want someone to be in destination because of what they saw. But that's hard to track and it may take months or even years for someone to get there. However, the qualitative information that an influencer can help provide for the destination is amazing. And I love receiving qualitative information. This can consist of, you know, looking at the comments, seeing what people are saying about the post. Mm-hmm. It also can be customer feedback or feedback from the influencer, maybe a DM, or a lot of times I'll have influencers say, you know, we really loved this activity the best on our trip, or the hotel staff was just so nice in our lodging experience. And those types of compliments really weigh a lot heavier. They really mean a lot more because it really shares our vision of what we're trying to accomplish.
Exactly. Yeah. So definitely if you're an influencer listening, even if the destination isn't requiring you to share that qualitative data, I would go ahead and share it, because not only will it help them, it will make you look good, right, in the eyes of the destination. And they'll definitely consider hiring you for a second campaign that they do. So in summary, the quantitative versus the qualitative data, provide both. It doesn't hurt to provide both for the destination, just so they can get a complete and clear picture of the value that you provided for that influencer marketing campaign.
Most definitely. So I want to take this a little bit more specific. We've talked about tools, we've talked about some general statistics, but when it comes to proving the worth of influencers, obviously there are people that can help you. The destination, you do not have to be on your own trying to prove this to stakeholders, to your commissioners, or anything like that. And so the first thing that we want to touch on is, again, the agency. Being a marketer at an agency, having a lot of different influencer collaborations across multiple destinations helps us to build case studies and helps us to build stories and a lot of different reports that we can utilize across destinations. So if you have an agency that does influencer marketing, or if you've been discussing or talking with one, see what they can help provide you with to help prove the worth of influencers, because they might just be the ones to kind of tip the scales and help you compare yourself to other destinations who are doing things you want to do.
Exactly. And I love that you mentioned an agency has typically, they work with multiple destinations, not just one. So you've got a lot of experience to draw on. And for a new destination that's just entering the world of influencer marketing, it can be quite scary, I imagine. There's so much out there. So I think the agency among multiple reasons to hire an agency, one of them would be to help with that influencer marketing because they have experience and they know exactly what they're doing.
Yep. And we definitely have the capability to share that with you. I know we had a destination last year who was a little bit nervous about starting influencers, but they knew that they wanted to try it. And we were able to say we've helped 6 destinations over the summer with 10 different influencer collaborations, and we can definitely help you. Here's how we see this going. And they didn't have to kind of research and figure it out from scratch themselves, which was really nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, what great results that Relic Agency's been able to provide for those destinations that they've worked with, specifically for influencer marketing. So I think that's fantastic.
Yep. And as an agency, even Jess as an influencer, we're here together collaborating to even make this podcast. So hopefully this podcast is a resource for you as well to help you through those steps of collaboration, everything from itineraries and contracts we talked about last year to really nailing down and figuring out what tools, measurement, tactics, softwares, everything that you'll need going into 2022 to help you make this successful.
Yeah, exactly. Like you mentioned, we have talked about quite a few things and many, many topics about influencer marketing on this podcast. So we've got plenty of topics that can help you get started on influencer marketing.
Wonderful. So Jess, I know we've talked a little bit about agency now, and you're the expert with influencers. How can an influencer help either a destination or even an agency help prove the worth of influencers?
Okay, this is a fantastic question. I'm so excited to talk about this. So first off, as an influencer, you should always, always, always provide data, even if it's not in your contract. Help the destination out by giving them and sharing those analytics that you've received on your post or your stories or your blog post, whatever it may be. So your collaboration definitely will not be as successful as you want it to be when you don't provide each other that data that is required. So that would be my number one thing, is just plan on always providing your data with the destination. Now, what data should you include? For starters, when you're sharing on, let's just take the platform Instagram, because that's a common one that destinations use nowadays. You should always make sure to screenshot the insights on your static Instagram posts or your reels or your IGTV videos, whatever you created for them, because this will give them a clear picture of, you know, how many people were reached, what was the engagement rate, how many impressions did this post get. In addition to the static content that you provide, you should also go and swipe up on all of your stories, and that provides you data, like the same thing, right? The impressions, the engagement, the reach. You can even see the like the reactions that each post get and whether that was shared. I would personally screenshot every one of those stories that you provided, and also include that when you're, you know, handing those deliverables off to the destination.
I could not agree more. I think one of the things that is really important that I've experienced the most recently is the stories. Instagram stories, yes, only last 24 hours, but you can still view the insights after the 24 hours. So if you don't know how to do that, Google it, find a tutorial, find a friend, and find out how to do that. Because one of the things that I had to do in the past quarter to help a destination was create a report nailing down the insights and the data for each stakeholder and each place that was mentioned in the itinerary for a trip. That means every restaurant, every lodging mention, or every story, every post, I had to break it down by business and say, this is what was talked about you, this is what the stats are behind what was said about you, and here's the experience the influencer had. So anything and everything, really, it all helps. And even if it's in the short term or the long term, it's useful to have to look back on.
So that kind of all of that we just talked about falls under that quantitative measurement. Now let's talk about qualitative measurements that you can provide to them. One of my favorite ways to do this is actually screenshot DMs that I've received and send those to the destination. Because, right, the destination or the, you know, anyone else on your stories, they're not able to see your DM inbox. So in order to show this to the destinations, you're going to have to screenshot those messages and then just attach them, you know, to an email or a report document and send them that way. But some of these favorite, you know, DMs that I've been able to provide include messages like, I had no idea this existed, this destination, just booked, you know, plane tickets or just planned a road trip here, can't wait. Those are very, very valuable, I feel like, to provide to a destination. In addition, sometimes, right, planning a trip, there are some times where people are able to see something on Instagram and be like, yep, I want to go there, and they book the ticket right the same day. Typically, that's not the case for most people and most families. It does take a little bit more time and planning in order to plan that trip. But sometimes they'll either, you know, months or even a year down the line, they'll send me a DM and say, hey, thanks to you, you know, we just had this amazing vacation in this destination that you recommended. Thanks so much. Once again, even though that collaboration happened a year ago, I'll still screenshot that DM and send it to the destination so they can have that on hand. I think that's very valuable, not only to them, but it also just puts you in a good light. I think it shows the destination that you're really passionate about the area. In addition, there's been times where people go to a destination, right? And then they post about it and tag me in the caption and say, yeah, we learned about this from, you know, part-time tourists or whatnot. In that case, you can just share the link to their post and send it in an email to the destination. All of those, whether, you know, it happens while you're on site or whether it happens a year from then, it's still very important to provide that qualitative data to the destination.
I love that. Those are all such great examples. I've received some of them and I haven't received others. So if you're listening, please do that, because that is just, it makes us happy as a destination, creating these itineraries, creating these things for you to experience, and then really getting to experience it with you to a certain extent. It really helps boost the collaboration and the experience from both parties.
Exactly, exactly. And not only that, right, it totally makes the, you know, the destination or the agency who planned that itinerary happy, but it also shows the worth of influencer marketing, which, you know, we've been talking about this entire episode. So as an influencer, if you're listening, you've got to do everything that you possibly can to show your worth to the destination that you're working with.
Yep. I know the destinations love it, and you will be loved, and you'll probably even be contacted again for future partnerships. So not only does it make that one trip successful, but it'll invest for the future as well.
Exactly. Exactly. So before we close out this episode, Jacqueline, do you have anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I actually do. I thought of this just recently, and I think this is a great tip for both influencers and destinations that I don't think I've ever thought of anyone doing or ever heard of anyone doing. And for destinations specifically, if you're nervous about utilizing influencers, or even if you're nervous about hiring an influencer, maybe it's before the trip or even after the trip, and you're trying to prove the worth of an influencer, invite them to talk with either you, your commissioner, your stakeholders. If they're the ones who you're trying to convince, you can definitely be a resource to them, but have them talk to the influencer as well. I think there are a lot of really good really solid influencers that if you're confident in them, then they would be able to speak to that and be able to speak for themselves and be able to gain confidence in the stakeholder just like they did in you.
Exactly. Honestly, that's such a fun and creative new idea that I just learned about. I've never personally done it as an influencer, but I think it might be very interesting to try out if you're looking for new ideas in 2022.
Definitely. Yeah, that was the last thought I think I had. But if you listeners have any other thoughts or questions that maybe we didn't cover, email us and we can definitely get those questions answered for you. Our email is influencermarketing@relicagency.com.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us for our first episode in 2022. We're very excited that you tuned in. We're also excited to continue talking all things influencer marketing offline. So be sure to follow us on Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter. Ask us questions, share insights, and you can stay up to date with our latest content. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Jess and Jacqueline and produced by Relic.